Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Paul Lindblad. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Webster moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger throws the ball into Webster, who tags Kaline trying to return to first, for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Horton reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. the Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLean moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Horton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Horton. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Johnny Padres now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Ray Euler. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Lump moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Edgerton now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Stanley scores. Lump moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jack Aker now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris throws to second for 1, and Donaldson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lump scores. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webster strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Monday. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Munday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Munday. Freehan scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson catches it and throws to second with Campaneras covering, to double up Stanley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Jack Aker. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneras fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campaneras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Campaneras moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneras scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Webster moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater is walked intentionally. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson scores. Webster moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-4 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to third. Cash moves to second. Bill Heath pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Cash moves to third. Lump moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.